together. We thank all the men for the scriptures they've read and the songs that they've led us in. I'd like for us to end with a psalm that echoes the focus that we've been considering in this song service, that being the focus on forgiveness and mercy. Let's read together this short psalm, which focuses on these things. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. If we understand that now in Christ, the church is often pictured as the spiritual Israel, this psalm particularly rings out to us as we hear this charge that we are to look to the Lord for mercy. With him there is forgiveness of our iniquities. I call your attention particularly to the statement that is made there in verse 3 of this psalm. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? I would challenge you, if you're here this morning and you stand outside of Christ, to think about the words that are expressed there. Because one day we recognize that Scripture teaches we will all stand before God in judgment. And if we have to stand before God in judgment and mark out our iniquities, or stand before God as he calls to account our life, it is foolishness for any of us to imagine that we can stand before him and be justified, stand before him and be able to make our case and somehow say, well, it's all right, you know, I deserve eternal life with you. I want us to notice that the psalmist here recognizes what each of us must recognize, that forgiveness is only to be found in the Lord. Verse 4 there, but there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. That fear that is described there is not a kind of terror that who knows what he's going to do. It is an awesome respect and recognition that he's our only source of salvation. He's the only one we can look to. I beg you and urge you this morning, if you stand outside of Christ, to realize that source of mercy and source of forgiveness that can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Put your faith in him as the Son of God. Believe and trust that he is that sacrifice for our sins. Have the courage to confess that before those who are here, and commit yourself to a life of confession, of faith in Jesus Christ. Repent and turn away from sin in your past and in your life, and commit yourself in repentance to follow where the Lord leads you, wherever that may be, as you find guidance in his word. But be buried with him in the waters of baptism and wash away your sins. Put your faith in him. He will deliver. He will offer mercy. He will offer forgiveness that will not disappoint. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?